My name is Mike Fotis. This is my house, and this is Yay! Welcome to the first episode of This Is Yay! Yay! You're great for being here, and if you're not here, for listening. I mean it. So the big question, why is this show even happening? It's not like the world needed another comedy podcast. You could argue that the world doesn't need any genre of podcast, but that's a tangent. What I do have to offer or add into the mix, it's different. What, I don't know, nothing. Absolutely nothing. I just wanted to do one. And I'm not sure that's a good enough answer, but it is what it is. However, I can't answer the smaller why question, which in a lot of ways is probably a little bit more interesting. Why is it at my house? Great question. There are three reasons. I wanted a casual show, something that felt more like a gathering than a show. I mean, that's it. If the show is going to be based on conversation, it makes more sense to do it in a living room than in a theater. Plus, I don't have to pay rent to do the show at my house. Well, I do, but it feels different. Also, by doing one show, I have doubled the amount of art happening on the north side. And this ties in with the whole rent thing, and this is number two. If I do it at my house, I don't have to worry about ticket sales. I've been doing this comedy thing for a pretty long time, and while I think I've done a pretty good job on the comedy end of things, it is a fact that I have very little ability to draw people to that comedy. Nothing stresses me out more than standing backstage 10 minutes before showtime, silently praying to God that 10 people will show up to my show. It's science. If 10 people show up, my career could still be called a career. Less than 10 people in a theater? Forget it. Forget everything. Time to wrap myself in a hate cocoon and emerge 2 months later, a beautiful middle-lit manager moth. But 10 people in my house? Well, that's entirely different. That's a pretty successful gathering. It's not great, but no shame. There will be snacks. It'll be laid back and chill, and afterwards, I won't have to wonder why City Pages refuses to list a show. Three. Finally, for some reason, I have a weird thing about people being in my house. Like my mom, I'm kind of a hermit. I like having a place that the collective you is not at. It calms me to know that most of the people in my life have never seen this place. Up until today, and I'm not kidding about this, I've lived in my house for 7 years, and exactly 15 people have ever been in it. I'm really uncomfortable right now, to be honest. I really, really hate this. You're all here, and it's my job to keep you alive. I don't know how to entertain. I have no idea what people want me to do. I just know that you're here. You're just here. And I'm the reason. And even though I kind of love my house, I'm embarrassed by it. It's a shithole. The Radleys wouldn't even live here. It's smaller than most studios. I'm pretty sure the toilet is sinking into the floor. There are bats in the attic, the occasional wasp in the bathroom, nails sticking out of rickety stairs, a stove that is no longer cleanable and is missing a bunch of dials. The front porch is only inviting if you're a drifter and you're looking for some empty boxes to hide in. And my backyard looks like London right after World War II, thanks to my idiot dog who thinks that holes are awesome. Up until now, it's been my awful secret, but now you know about it, and you're judging it, although maybe not. Also, there's dog hair everywhere. It doesn't matter what I do, it's there, and now it's on your clothes. And it's never, ever coming off. It's literally flying off her body right now. Ugh. My house is a hang-up, a weird hang-up with no resale value. But fuck it, you know? I'm 36 and someday I really want people to go to my funeral, so it's time to open up a bit. So thanks for coming to the show, everybody. I hope you like it. It's only the first episode, so, you know, eat some food and relax. Welcome to This Is Yay. I'm Mike Fotis. Yay! My guests for the first episode are here, and then we're going to do a little bit of a chitty chat, okay? So please, welcome Amber Preston.
Hello.
Brandy Brown.
Hello.
And Zach Coulter. Hi, guys.
Hey, everybody. Hello.
Thanks for being here. I really appreciate it.
Your house is wonderful. Thank you for having me in it.
I like it. I'm not going to say, like, I don't like it, but it's weird, you know? It's just an uncomfortable place to be at most times. You live on the north side, right,
Brandy? I do. I live about 8 blocks north of here and a little bit west, but yeah, a little bit east, actually. So I'm going to go home and record a podcast with my cat, and we're just going to be like the northeast Minneapolis of podcasting, but over awesome. North, driving up property values.
Something has to do it. I feel like sometimes though, people are like, the north side. Like, there was that City Pages map that came out a while ago.
The judgmental map.
Yeah, the judgmental one. And I wasn't that offended by that, but I think our whole area was just listed as don't go there.
I mean, it's not that bad. I saw a dude by himself on a bicycle built for two, and then I saw a dude on a giant unicycle riding down the street. Like, if it was that dangerous, you might get a real bike.
Did he have a helmet? Did he have a helmet, though?
Were they together?
No. My neighborhood has a lot of, like, eclectic bicyclists.
Yeah, mine does, too. My area is, like, just flare-ups is all it really is. Most of the time, it's really nice, and then all of a sudden, there'll be, like, 20 gunshots, and you're like, what? Huh? What's going on? And it's very rare, guys, but every once in a while.
We live right by where the helicopters and the police got shot. There's too many police. This street is so busy. Why are there so many police officers? And then turns out they were getting shot. So
That was crazy. Yeah. That was really. And then they had the Flanders bike lady. Did you? Because I guess the guy broke in there and was like hiding and acting like he was like, I just need to look at a bike.
He went bike shopping?
Running away from the cops and he ran into the bike shop. He was like, I need a bike. And then he made a phone call and then ran to the back of the store, tried to get out, and then came running out. I don't mean to make.
Why didn't he just steal the bike?
Like, I need the fastest bike you sell.
It cost how much? Because that store is really expensive.
Well, like, I live by the police academy up there. There's like a little training center and the president
came
to speak.
You learn to make funny voices.
Yeah.
There's a whole Michael Winslow scholarship.
But I was driving by once and I saw like a family or like a bunch of young people smoking weed outside next to it, just like across the street. So, I mean, North Minneapolis police, they're pretty chill, laid back. It's not that bad over here.
Maybe it's a secondhand weed.
It might be. Do you guys do a lot of entertaining? Like at your places or your homes? Because, like, I think that maybe I
thought you meant, like, as a job. I was like, well, yeah.
Exactly.
I hope so.
Yeah. No, I didn't mean it like that. I realized that.
I don't know.
That.
Sometimes people like my show, but sometimes I get comments. I don't know.
I realized that without the proper perspective, that was the shittiest question I could have asked. No, I mean, just like parties and do stuff. Do you enjoy it? I guess is my major question.
I enjoy it.
You do.
Zach likes to cook. He loves to cook. And I love to eat food. So he's but yes, I enjoy when Zach entertains in our home.
Because I like to cook. I cook a lot. But another hang up of mine is I won't cook for people. Like, I'll never do it. And then maybe if I do another episode or something, I'll maybe cook for you guys. But I don't think I ever will.
What about to woo a lady? Do you cook that?
No, absolutely not.
No.
I have cooked eventually for girlfriends and stuff. But it takes a really long time. Because I think my feelings would be more hurt if somebody didn't like food that I like made the effort to make, you know what I mean? Then like, oh, I didn't like your sketch, whatever. But like, if you didn't like the stew I made, like, fuck off.
Be
that's really hurtful. Yeah.
That would be sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you entertain at all?
Well, I live with my mom, and she has a book
party.
Club.
She has a book club?
She has a book club that's been meeting since I was in seventh grade, and they just read 50 Shades of Grey. So that was an entertaining recap I heard about it.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I don't entertain that much. I go to other people's houses and eat their food. So.
We house people out. Like, we'll house our couch, fold-up couch houses, random traveling comics.
Oh, really?
So we entertain by way of, oh, you're stuck here for a day or two, so
right,
do that.
Help yourself to some anything in the fridge, low-key, and enjoy the IKEA couch.
Yeah.
I recently, no, this was a couple years ago now, but a friend from high school, a good friend, like, was touring. He was doing comedy and stuff. And, like, he came to stay. And, like, you would think that I would be able to handle that a little bit better because it's not a stranger. It's somebody I know. Mm-hmm. And the whole time, he was like, you're being real quiet. What's going on? And I eventually just had to be like, you're just here, you know? And he looked at me like, you're such an asshole. But, like, with his eyes, like, we haven't seen each other since we graduated from high school. Like, come on, let's play a video game. And the whole time I was like, when is your show, man? You know?
I don't know. Like, I have a real issue.
Are you like that with roommates?
Well, I've lucked out. Like, one of my roommates was Bobby Gardner, yeah. who's like one of my best friends. So he and I actually didn't have much of an issue. We were the same. Very reached a level of sloth that was unimaginable. His room, he had a mat. I don't think he cared if I tell you this. He had a mattress up against the window so that no light would come in. He was like really weird. It looked like I had kidnapped him. But we got along really well. Another one of my roommates, we were both actors, so we never saw each other. So it went really well. So that's actually worked out pretty well for me. I have never had a roommate where it was like, we're on top of each other all the time.
You seem like the neighbor that they would describe in the news. Like, he was really quiet. What do they think's going on right now that all these people are showing up to your house?
They're thinking, I think they might think someone died. And you guys are here to like make me feel better because you brought food and stuff. But then they saw us practicing a sketch outside. So
they think we're having an intervention for you?
They probably do.
A very casual wake.
Very casual, just a little chit-chat
wake.
Flannel
shirts.
I don't know any of my neighbors' names. That's a real uncomfortable. And by now I should. It's been
You should have an
years.
Episode with your neighbors. Invite your neighbors.
Oh, I don't think that's going to happen. Maybe I will. It's Mother's Day, you guys.
Yeah.
Did you? Have you called and wished your mother a happy Mother's Day or saw your mother?
I woke up this morning, so I saw her.
Yeah. I'll call my mom after this because it will be like I need to set aside time because it's a like talk.
Do you guys like really get at it?
No, she just talks. Like I put it on speaker and then I'd like fold laundry and do dishes and stuff and she just gabs, like literally just talks.
Just goes the whole time.
Just goes the whole time.
My mom wants to get off the phone almost immediately.
I'll call your mom. And then you call my mom.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That'd be good.
But it's not like she's just like, I don't want to bother you. That's what she says about 30 seconds into the call. You're clearly busy. That's what she says to me. Even though we're like Skyping. So there's no, I'm not that busy. Like I'm sitting staring at a screen. She's like, you're busy. I don't want to bother you. So I'm just going to let you go. And I have to be like, Mom, please talk to me for a little while. And she's like, that's kind of what she did yesterday. She
your mom
like,
doesn't want to talk to you and you feel uncomfortable with people.
Has your mom been to your house?
My mom has been in my house.
Did she leave immediately?
Yes. She came in. For people who are listening, there's a record player that used to belong to my grandparents. They brought it in from Chicago. That was the one time she was in her house. But my mom understands me in that way. So she was like, We'll see you at the hotel in a little bit. She dropped it off, and we were out of here. They were out of here so fast. My dad was like lingering. He was like, "Let's look at the sunset and just imagine what it would like if we all lived in the same city." They like to throw that out there every once in a while.
That you do not live.
Yeah,
in the same
every
city.
Once in just a while.
Just a quick reminder that mm-hmm. you live hundreds of miles away from them. Yeah,
but it's way worse. I'm on the easy end of the stick now. Is that a thing you'd say? Things are easier for me now because my brother with three kids lives in Pennsylvania. Now I'm actually looking like I'm doing a pretty good job.
Well, I went to church with my mom this morning.
That's sweet.
Yeah. Which is not something that there's only one reason to do it, and it's because it makes my mom happy, and that's why I was there. And then that's all.
Were there a lot of sons with mothers or daughters with
no,
mothers?
No, I think I was one of the only. Yeah. So it felt pretty good. There's a lot of pats on my own back for that one.
That's pretty good. Like, but to me, that's above and beyond.
And it was because I don't really get down on church too much, but I really took a great deal of satisfaction from knowing that I was being such an awesome son for that hour and 15 minutes.
So. To me, that's way better than brunch. You know what I mean? Like, you really, like, stepped it up. Anybody could do brunch, but, like, to go to church, if that's not necessarily your thing, that's...
Get up, put on a clean shirt. I mean, that's like that.
Cleanish.
Cleanish.
Cleanish shirt.
Wrinkle-free-ish.
Yeah. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I called my grandma, too. She lives 30 blocks away, so... It was a lot of effort. My grandma has a feud with my cat, and so my mom got my grandma a card from the cat to be funny for some reason, and my grandma spent a good amount of time complaining about that. She was like, it's a funny card, but I hate that cat. So
what happened? Was there
a
thing?
Yeah, we went out of town, and my grandma was feeding the cat, and she came over to feed the cat, and the cat... She was talking to the cat, and it walked away, as cats do. And my grandma was like, oh, that's it. And so she's been beefing with my cat.
Grandma,
yeah.
And she's
like, you don't walk away from me. And so, I won't repeat what she calls my cat, but Just know that it is not something you should ever call black cats or black people.
Uses the N-word to talk to your cat?
I'm black, listeners, but like, yeah, she calls my cat that.
And it was over just because the cat walked away?
Really, seriously, she fights with my cat. Yeah, over, that's it, because cats do
that.
Did
she say N-word cat, or did she just say N-word? Because I wanted to say N-word cat.
Yeah.
Wait, she's like, that cat is that.
So she said that.
Yeah, really? She called various combinations of cat and the N-word.
What if, like, the cat had loaned her money or something like that? Something where the stakes are a little bit higher. Like, cats walk away. That's just what they genetically are made to do, right?
I don't know. But she really enjoyed the card, but still then called him that in a message to me. And I'm like, I'm not telling him that. And we always yell at her. We're like, stop calling the cat that.
I think there's a Chris Rock bit about black cat, the difference
it's
between
Wyatt
black
Sinek.
Cats. And
I think it's Wyatt Cenac has a bit. No, Wyatt Cenac does have a bit where he talks about that. And I was just like, but no. So that happened. So happy
just
Mother's
like,
Day.
It's just such an intense and weird thing, you know what I mean?
What does she do to people?
That's exactly what I was getting at.
She's really nice to people. Like, she only, like, I don't know. She's a cat person. She has a cat, but she's just.
I mean, has she ever had a human being walk away from
like,
her?
Like, I don't know what would have happened if I didn't call her
anymore.
Turns out not.
Yeah.
Like, if I hung up on her, I don't even want to know.
Call her right now and hang up on her.
Yeah. We'll call and just see what happens with it. Have you guys, so The Great Gatsby just came out, and I was thinking about this. Hey, here's the thing. Segways are just going to be rough. Because this is how my brain just... have you guys read it or seen it?
Yeah. Read it.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to seeing it, but I haven't seen it yet.
I've read it. Have you seen it?
Read it.
Okay.
Not super interested in seeing
it. I thought you were.
No.
What?
No, I think you made that up.
No, because I was trying to watch the preview, and you were like, no, I don't want to see it yet. Well, preview. No, I like to watch previews.
I don't want to see it ever.
That's
different.
You lies.
Well, because here's why I bring it up, actually. It's not, I've never read the book. I will probably see the movie. But I started thinking about books that I would have probably been expected to have read. And I've read very few of them. Like, I've
you didn't
never
have to read it in high school or anything.
I never. Yeah. Well, I'm sure I did, but I didn't.
But you didn't.
I never read Catcher in the Rye. I don't know. It's like, but so sometimes I'll be like, that's a real Holden Caulfield thing. And then like cross my fingers like, I hope I got that right. And they're like, what? No, he was real helpful and friendly. But so I've never read any of those books. So that's sort of a secret shame of mine in a way. Like, and it makes me wonder about my school. Like, because like I never read hardly any of these.
Do you remember the books you did have to read?
Where the Red Fern Grows. I remember that. Or maybe I just saw the movie in school.
That's like a Christmas day or like leave school early. Like, just let's watch this movie kind of movie.
I got to run the projector for that in seventh grade. So, and it
somebody's
there were two
bragging.
Reels, just so you guys know. And like,
so you had a real change halfway
through.
Yeah,
and it was I did a bad job of it. So like, it was 10 minutes long. I broke all the dramatic tension and people were really mad at me. Do you guys have a book or anything that you guys have not read? That you feel like you maybe should have.
You're trying to get us to out? Are you trying to out us?
I'm trying to get you to out you. Like, I think, like, you guys probably all have books that you haven't read. But I mean, like, more specifically, do you have books?
You're being such a Holden Caulfield right now.
Oh, God. I hope he's doing that right.
You're such a phony.
I have read To Kill a Mockingbird. But are there books that you feel like, oh, I should have read that?
I've never read Pride and Prejudice, and I feel like I should have read that.
I should say I've had The Great Gatsby assigned to me, and I had to actually go on Wikipedia, let's say, last week and look it up. And so there are a lot of books I've had assigned, and I didn't really, like, I skimmed and did the minimal amount of reading on them. But, yeah, I'd say most of the classics, I don't really read them.
That's sort of my thing. Like, if it's a classic, there's a real good chance I haven't read it. And even like when I was in a Shakespeare play in high school or college, I just read my part. Like, so like, I didn't know like what I was leading into or like what my thing was. And I think that made me like kind of weird and interesting. Like, what a weird choice that actor made. But I literally didn't know that I like died because I didn't say those lines. You know what I mean? Like, I died off stage or whatever. I was like, oh, interesting. Like, the first read through.
I haven't even read Oh, the Places You'll Go, and I got, like, a lot of copies of that for graduation. So,
yeah.
I'm going somewhere, I think. Is that what happens? I don't.
No, I know. I got What Color Is Your Parachute? Is that?
I think that's a career choice.
Yeah, my dad sent me that after college. It was clearly a joke. Like, he was being a dick. I don't know. Do you guys have any of those sort of book situations?
I think I know I'm really weak on poetry. I don't think I've ever read a single word Maya Angelou's ever written. You know, I
but
probably
you read
know
a lot.
Six
you have
words of
probably.
Robert Frost, but poetry is a mystery to me. Completely.
Are you a big reader?
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
That's cool, man. Like, I don't know a lot of really big readers. Maybe you guys all are, no. But I'm not.
No, I like to. I go through phases, and then I used to think, I'm a girl who wears glasses, and I read. It's no big deal. And then I met Zach, and he's like, oh, I just read 5 books. And I was like, we haven't even left the car. Like, he reads a lot. Like, he's a... Which is good, because he's always got good suggestions and has read so much different stuff. So
it's good until someone asks you to list books you haven't read, and then you're kind of in a tight spot, because I can't think of... You know what I mean? Of course there are, yeah. But yeah. But and I also worked at a bookstore for 6 years. So, did? I mean, it's like, even if I haven't read things, I've handled them enough where I feel like I've, through osmosis, just like... get credit for them
yeah,
somehow.
No, I feel like that counts. I feel like I've read I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, speaking of Maya Angelou, by the way.
There you go.
That was a heavy book to read as a freshman.
I read a lot of nonfiction. Like, I'm a huge nonfiction reader. I just fiction. I'm just like, I'm like, who cares? Someone made something up. I don't care. I feel
really?
Bad about it. I'm like that with movies too. I'm way behind on movies and a lot of TV shows. Like, I'm going to say something really upsetting to white people, mostly. I haven't seen the first 3 seasons of The Wire.
Neither have I.
And, like, people lose Bad. Their mind over that. And I haven't seen any Breaking Bad.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't, like, get me all real
But people
upset
get really upset at me. They're like, what? Like, people have yelled at me. Like, why haven't you seen The Wire?
It's pretty good, Brandy.
It is. It is. It is. But I was in college when it came out, and then, like, our DVD player's broken because my cat ate it. Long story.
The cats in your life are... No wonder your grandma hates it. So, and you haven't seen Breaking Bad either? Because I have to tell you, those are two shows that I feel like you probably should watch.
Yeah, I'll get
to them. But I don't
want to
feel like I'm lecturing you.
Well, after Buffy and Angel, I'll watch Breaking Bad.
Oh, God, I love Buffy so much.
Thank you very much, Jack Holder makes fun of me all the time. We need to talk.
Oh, it's so good. I started watching it like, yeah, whatever. I'll
You're like brown
it.
Lip liner. I'm so sure. Am I right? Right?
And but then I got really it. Into it. I can't say I'm into Angel. I've never really watched that. But I
just
I was
like
into
to
Buffy.
Overlap.
But Breaking Bad and The Wire, those are like
the same
those are
level.
Canon.
Right.
No,
same.
Buffy and Angel aren't even close. Like, Breaking Bad is the Great Gatsby of television.
Maybe.
Right, probably. And the other one that I didn't say would be The Catcher in the Rye. But Buffy's like, Buffy's not even Dr. Seuss. Like,
oh no, I don't
I
know.
I mean,
about
like,
that.
There's nothing necessary. I would
you haven't watched Annie. Can't say that.
Is it okay to give a spoiler away about Buffy? It's
I would
been a
think
while,
so,
right?
But
like when she comes back after she was dead, that was like, I wasn't super into that season or whatever.
I don't know.
But the rest of it was pretty good.
No, I know, I knew that. Oh. I like that because it was dark and it gave an excuse for Spike to actually make sense.
I guess I don't know. I
this
was
is
just
so
like,
took a turn for the worst. This podcast.
I watched Bones, which has that dude who is in Buffy and Angel.
Not the same. I'm sorry to take it to a Buffy place.
You're the person who watches Bones. No.
I am. I also watch NCIS, and I feel like I'm really old.
Do you watch JAG? Do you watch JAG too?
That was a spin. Like NCIS was a spinoff of JAG. So yeah, I've seen it.
I do feel like those are shows that are maybe a little bit out of your age bracket.
Well, because I watched it with my grandma when I was a kid, so.
Memories of Navy crimes.
And a quirky punk girl that works in the lab.
Yeah, what's her deal?
I don't understand. Like, they would not allow you to wear that in the real military. So, whatever. There's another comic, Pat Sussmulch, who watches NCIS, and we recap it each week together. It's fine.
You guys need to start an NCIS podcast.
Oh, my God. And you know
and
what?
And then teach a whole bunch of old people how to listen to podcasts so they can listen to your NCIS podcast.
I made my grandma listen to a podcast I was on, and she was like, what radio station is this on? And I was like, well, it's like downloadable radio. And she was just like, why aren't you on the real radio?
I just want, if you can figure out how to get grandparents to listen to podcasts with that show topic, I feel like that that would take off.
Yeah.
It would probably be at the top of the charts.
Someone needs to invent a jitterbug for podcasts. Exactly. Really big podcast button.
It's just one button for NCIS.
Or James. I want the NCIS talk now. How come the NCIS talk isn't happening yet? Time to go to Jack. Jack didn't work either.
And then an emergency podcast button.
Just go back to Newhart, which would be fine. I would have no issue.
I'm more of a Matlock person.
Really?
Yeah.
More Matlock than Newhart?
Yeah. I like true crime stuff. And I watched Murder, She Wrote every Saturday night when I get home.
That's a pretty good... Do you ever watch any... Do any of you ever watch any of those I'm a Ghost Now, But Now I'm Telling You About
yes.
My Murder shows?
Yes.
Wait, like no. Medium?
No,
it's like... It's like Discovery.
Like
yeah.
No, we don't
Discovery
know.
ID. Yeah, they had one called like Stolen Voices, Buried Secrets, and then they have one called I Was Murdered.
You feel like awful for watching it, but
which
then you're
is
like,
just
well,
a spoiler alert
is,
yeah. up top. Like, yeah. Spoiler, I was murdered. No.
And see, aren't you glad I just watched Buffy on rerun Netflix? This could be scarier.
A little better.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree, and then we're going to move on to something else. I'm excited about Arrested Development coming back.
Yeah.
And there I didn't realize this, but it makes sense because it's on Netflix. All the episodes right.
at once.
So you could just binge, and that's what I need. I need to binge on shows.
So good to just binge.
Well, that's why I got into Buffy, because I just started watching it and watching it and watching it, and then, you know.
Get sucked in.
What if they had I Was Murdered from the perspective of the vampires who were slayed?
That would be awesome. That would be really cool.
Yeah. I'll make a podcast about that, too.
Let's do it. Well, thank you guys for the chitty chat. I really appreciate it. Yeah! Now it's time for a sketch. Yay! Lights up on Amy and Brandt. Kev enters. Kev, you made it!
We didn't think you would make it to game night.
Nah, I need to get back to the old routine.
So how you been? Holding up okay?
I can only imagine what losing your dad must feel like. Pretty awful, I bet.
He was a really great guy.
Group hug.
No, that's not necessary.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
that death doesn't give you free rein to hug people.
The hug would have been over by now if you'd just let it happen.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around this whole thing, you know? It's weird, you know?
I know. No, I don't. I don't know. Both of my parents are alive.
But it's not crying all the time. I mean, I had to go through my dad's storage unit, and I found some pretty cool stuff.
Dads do sometimes have cool stuff.
Yeah, when my grandma died, we found her old camera. Super cool, but we couldn't get the film developed because Walgreens doesn't do that anymore. 48 memories lost forever.
Turns out my dad had a pretty awesome record collection.
Your dad was really into Led Zepp.
Yeah, he had all that stuff, but you two wouldn't believe his Jars record collection.
What?
Jars. You know, like bebop. Stuff from the 60s?
You mean jazz?
Jars. Really great records. Bands I've never heard of. Charlie Parker, John Coltrane, Miles Davis.
Miles Davis.
Merles. It was written right on there. Miles Davis played the turnpert.
Now, I'm pretty sure Amy's right on this one. It's Miles Davis. His breakthrough album was Kind of Blue. I mean, it changed everything.
Kind of Blur.
Blue.
The album's called Kind of Blur. I listened to it like 100 times. Are you trying to tell me that my dad set up some sort of an elaborate prank that could only be pulled off after he died?
I guess not.
That would be ridiculous, I guess.
I mean, on the other hand, that does kind of seem to be what's happening.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the actual physical album? Have you ever held Kind of Blur in your hands as you listen to Merle's wail away on the turnpert?
No.
Then why are you certain the album is called Kind of Blue?
That's what people say.
What people?
I don't know. People that say that Miles Davis.
Merle's.
That Merle's Dervis is an important musician.
Do you think those people have ever listened to a Jars record?
Probably not.
Were they DJs on a Jars radio station?
No, no, they were just hipsters.
Amy, can you verify that you know anyone who has actually owned a Jars record?
No.
Well, I have. And I'm here to tell you, his name is Merles Dervis. Fact.
I'm sorry we doubted you.
Yeah, sorry.
That's fine. I'm sorry. I'm a little on edge, I guess. Because my dad's dead.
I understand.
You know what? Forget it. If you say it's Jars, then it's Jars. We're here to relax, so let's relax, right? It's game night. What should we play?
Jenga.
Jenga.
Are you sure?
Look at the box.
Where's the R? Did you guys remove the R from this box?
No, your dad added an R to your brain.
My dad's dead.
We know, buddy. Joe Bozick, everyone. Joe Bozick. This is Yay. I'm Mike Fotis. We've now come to the part of the show that we call the game show part. So we brought an audience member up, and she's going to participate in a game show. Will you please introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Jen.
Hi, Jen.
So, note for next show, maybe not share the mic that the host is using. Oh, I'm such an idiot. Okay, this is the game we're going to play. It's a game called Sorry I Was Late. These guys are going to stumble in as if they're a character or whatever from a movie. They'll say, I'm sorry I was late, and they'll go into the plot of the movie. You guess the movie, I mark it off. If you get 10 of them, then you get a DVD of your choice. And you saw one that you liked, right? What was it? I don't even remember.
Oh, it was Shelley Duvall's Fairy Tale Theater, which
it looked like
got
a box set, if I'm not mistaken.
It is a box set. Takes me right back to my childhood. I'm excited.
So, what is it? Just a various episodes of fairy tales?
Yes.
I remember that. I do though. Oh, now I want you to win. Yeah. No, that. Oh.
All right.
I got excited.
Well, the
about
stakes
that.
Are high. Because you could also get the Chicago Bears 1985. No, okay, you don't want that. All right. it's pretty good,
Super
actually.
Bowl. Yeah,
all right. So we're going to get started here. Just let me get my timer all set up. Everybody, give Jen a round of applause. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
You got a minute, Jen. We'll start with Amber, then we'll go to Brandy, then we'll go to Zach, and we'll rotate around, and I'll keep track of it. Go!
Oh, I'm sorry I'm late. It's tough being an orphan. I was like scrubbing with them. Yes.
Sorry I was late. I was in Vegas becoming a dancer and learning to pronounce.
Yeah.
Sorry I'm late. I picked up this hooker and had to clean her up and turn her into a...
Oh, sorry I was late. I had to blow up the Death Star. Yeah.
Sorry I was late. I was swimming around in the water eating people with my giant mouth and because I live... Yeah.
Sorry I was late, but the judge made me coach this hockey team full of kids and...
Mighty Ducks?
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Sorry I was late. I was busy dancing with my robot to the Bee Gees and...
Short Circuit?
Yes.
That was amazing. Go, go. Sorry I was late, but I'm drunk and I am an alcoholic and I'm in Las Vegas, but I probably need to...
Sorry, as late I was killing other children of my.
What? You got 8 of them.
Oh. I feel like
was
she
that
could.
My fault?
No.
Yeah, I feel like that was your
I feel
fault.
Like you did a good job. I feel like me doing leaving Las Vegas was a fucking dick move. So it was a good movie though. I feel like it should be on the tip of everybody's tongue. What do you guys think? I think we should just give it to
yeah.
her.
Yeah,
give it to her. Yep.
All right, congratulations, you win.
Yay!
This is Yay, I'm Mike Fotis. So that's the first episode. I thought it was okay. How did you guys feel about it? You don't need to validate me. It's just, applaud if you think there are things that could be changed.
Yay!
Applaud if you think there are things that went okay.
Yay!
I applaud if you think my dog did a really good job with all these people.
Yay.
I want to thank our guest. I want to thank Amber Preston. Give her a round of applause, please.
Thank you. How's your comfort level? Will you quick tell us that?
I'm feeling much better. I'm feeling like this is like a thing people can do, and it's not so bad. Like I was so anxious while you guys were all coming in here. I was like, this is never going to end. Like I looked at Bill, who's here, and Bill and I are pretty good friends, and I just looked at him like, you're here too? And he told me, and I was like, oh, I'm so stressed out. But anyway,
good.
I'm feeling better. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm at a 4. Brandy Brown. Brandy Brown, give her a round of applause. Yay. And Zach Coulter, give her a round of applause.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you guys for coming out. There will be more episodes of this. I really appreciate all of you. This is Yay.